Good evening and welcome to Focus on the Foothills. My name is Angela and Andrea Bird is our guest with Our House and the Child Abuse Prevention Team there in Wilkesboro. And good afternoon, Andrea. Thanks for being with us. We appreciate it.
Good afternoon to you. Thank you for contacting us.
Now, April is Child Abuse Prevention Month, and we normally call you guys at Our House and the Child Abuse Prevention Team and talk about April and the importance of child abuse prevention. I know, Andre, this is one of those things that we'd like to think doesn't happen anymore in the year 2022, that we've evolved, we've progressed, we have learned from our mistakes, but sadly, that is not the case, and child abuse still occurs, even here in Wilkes County, right?
That's correct. Unfortunately, we wish we didn't have to be here, but we do.
Now, give everyone an overview, in case they have forgotten, what is the mission or the purpose of Our House and the Child Abuse Prevention Team? What do you guys do there?
Well, the mission of the Child Abuse Prevention Team, Our House, is actually a two-pronged mission, and is to prevent abuse wherever possible and to intervene in cases of child abuse services when a gap in the provided services exists. And then also a separate mission for Our House, it was developed to coordinate the investigation, evaluation, counseling, and court agency advocacy of the child abuse cases in order to minimize the trauma experienced by the child slash victim of abuse and to prosecute successfully those responsible for the commission of this crime.
Now, you guys have operated as a house, so
yes.
When the children are brought there, it's different than taking them to a sheriff's department and sticking them in an investigation room, which can be a little intimidating and scary. So you actually have Our House set up as a house where you can meet with the children and the parents, right?
Yes, absolutely. It is a house. The house was built in the 1930s. You come in and we have a front office, and we have three visitation rooms that are set up just like you would set your own children's playroom up in your house. We have couches, we have toys, we have an outdoor playground where the children and families who we supervise visits for can use and play on that playground and play with the toys. And you know, it's just like a house. From experience, I used to have to visit my parents here when I was in foster, and it's a house. That's why we call it Our House, because it belongs to all of us.
Now, do you work with the parents that are going through the court process because there has been a situation of abuse? Do you work with the parents somehow there at Our House to get the families integrated?
Well, what we do is we do court-ordered supervised visitations. And so when a court order comes in, we have what we refer visiting parent, and we have visit monitors who sit in on the visits and supervise those visits between that child or children and that visiting parent and or parents. We take and document notes on how they interact with their children, just kind of what goes on during the visits, what they talk about, things that they do together, and then we submit those to the courts.
All right. So you are working in conjunction then with the court system?
Yes.
Now, is this a not-for-profit thing? How are you funded? Do you need fundraisers throughout the year?
Absolutely. We are we are funded through the United Way of Wilkes. We are also funded through Wilkes County, and then most of our funding comes from private donors.
Now, I know in the past there have been times when you've maybe had a diaper drive or whatever. Is it best for folks to bring you stuff? Is there stuff that Our House needs, or is it best to donate financially? What is the best way to
give? Either way, financially is good. Right now, we are in need of pull-ups of all sizes in boys and girls. We have a diaper program here where families can come in twice a month and get a bundle of diapers, and we average about giving out 30 of those bundles of diapers a month. Sometimes it's more. they can donate, you know, financially and put what it's towards. If they, you know, if somebody wants to write a check and in the memo put for pull-ups, then we would be glad to go purchase those pull-ups. We are, we're pretty heavy on the diapers now, and it's an awesome problem to have, but right now we're really needing pull-ups to help some get help some of these kids get potty trained.
All right. Sounds like a plan right there. All right. So if someone's listening, and maybe a men's group or ladies' circle group or Sunday school class, and you would like to give to this, they're in need of pull-ups there at the Child Abuse Prevention Team, the Our House location, or you can give financially and just drop those off. Tell us the physical address there, Andrea, of Our House.
It is 203 East Main Street, Wilkesboro.
And the phone number there?
It is 336-667-5555.
Andrea, can folks find out more about you? Is there a website or Facebook page, social media, where they can find out more about Our House and the Child
Absolutely.
Abuse Prevention Team?
We are on Facebook. You just have to look up the Child Abuse Prevention Team, Our House, and like and follow our page.
All right. So you can get lots of information that way. And again, Our House, the Child Abuse Prevention Team, has been around for a long time. And
yes.
Again, we'd like to say that child abuse no longer exists, but April is Child Abuse Prevention Month. Andrea, are there some tips for parents? I know when children are born, they don't come out, and then there's a instruction manual that is born right after them.
Exactly.
So do you have some information for parents on what's best, maybe new parents, on how to remain calm and to be good parents and not get so stressed that you end up in an abusive situation?
Absolutely. We have we offer parenting classes here. We do the Nurturing Parenting Program. It is an evidence-based program. We offer two classes. One is the traditional track for traditional parenting, and then we offer another one, which is it's for families that are in substance abuse treatment and recovery. Because unfortunately we know here in Wilkes County that there is an opioid epidemic, and that is, you know, that causes a lot of the cases, that we get, just to be honest. And so there's two separate classes that we offer, and we will be getting those started back up in May.
All right. So they begin in May. Is there a cost for those?
No cost for the actual class, but for the traditional class, there is a $15 fee for the workbook.
Okay, and do they need to call to pre-register?
Yep, they'll need to call, pre-register, and then come by and pick up the registration packet, fill it out, and bring it back to us. And all of those classes are offered via Zoom. We know from experience, and I know from experience with my parents, a lot of people don't have transportation. You know, they don't have a way to get here to be here for the actual classes. But most people can and do have access to the Internet and can get on their smartphones or a laptop or a computer. And so we've started doing those via Zoom. And so we've actually had a better completion rate since we started doing it that way.
All right. So a good way then to get parenting classes. And is this limited in any way? I mean, do you
no,
have to like
anybody? You do not have to be ordered to take these classes. If somebody, you know, you just anybody wants to learn more about parenting, you don't have to be ordered. Anybody can take them.
All right. And again, the number there at Our House is 336-667-5555. Really easy to remember that number.
Yes, ma'am.
And find them on Facebook. All right. Is there anything else that we need
yes.
to share with folks, or you think that covers everything?
Well, we would like to let everybody know, since it is April is Child Abuse Prevention Month, we do our Silent March in April in honor of the children who have passed away due to child abuse. The Silent March will be held on April the 24th at 2 o'clock, beginning at the Carolina West Wireless Pavilion. And we will meet there. We'll have some speakers. And then we do a silent march from the pavilion to our facility, just a short walk up the street, where we plant blue pinwheels in the yard for Child Abuse Prevention Month.
All right. So, again, that is coming up on April 24th at 2 o'clock.
Yes, ma'am.
And anyone can come and be a part of the Silent March.
Yes, please, please. As many people as can come out here and support these children and honor these children who have lost their lives due to child abuse, and to raise awareness about child abuse and how to detect and, you know, kind of see if abuse or neglect is happening. You know, a lot of people, like you said, it's 2022. You know, you would think that it doesn't exist anymore, but unfortunately it does. And a lot of people don't know how to look for the signs of that. And so we speak on that as well.
All right. So a lot of good information that you can get then during the Silent March there on April 24th. Again, that starts at 2 at the Carolina West Pavilion, downtown Wilkesboro, and they'll make a march to our house, which is just a short walk down the street. Andrea, thank you so much for being with us today. We appreciate it.
You are very welcome. Thank you for letting me be a part of this, and I just feel blessed to be a part of this team. We are a great team here, and if anybody has any questions, please just feel free to give us a call. And we also have a family advocacy program where we can help people look for resources within the community, such as housing, food, all sorts of stuff, help with electrical bills. We can, you know, we help put people to the right resources where they can get help so that it limits the risk of child abuse and neglect.
Right. Excellent. All right. So much good information. And again, you can find out more if you want to check them out on Facebook. You can call Our House, the Child Abuse Prevention Team there on Main Street in Wilkesboro. The number is 336-667-5555. They're needing some pull-ups. If you'd like to donate those, they would appreciate it. It is Child Abuse Prevention Month, and be sure to mark your calendars for the Silent March on April 24th at 2 o'clock. Andrea Bird, thank you so much for your time today. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Angela.
All right. This has been Focus on the Foothills. Coming up, more music for you on the way next.